There's a story behind my praise. That's why my hands I'll continue to raise. I'm gonna praise him for the rest of my days. Oh, there's a story, yeah, behind my praise. There's a story behind my praise. That's why my hands I'll continue to raise. I'm gonna praise him for the rest of my days. Oh, there's a story, yeah, behind my praise. If you see me crying, oh, that is a story, how he's been God for me in all of his glory. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you see me shouting, if you see me running, oh, don't you think it's strange? My whole life, he's rearranged. There is a story behind my praise, my praise, my praise. There is a story behind my praise. It's a real long story. I can't tell it all, but when I think of how he brought me out, there is a story, oh God, behind my praise. There's a story how he allowed me to keep my mind. Oh, there is a story behind my praise. Oh, oh, hey God. Oh, Jesus. I love you, God. I love you. Hey, God. How you allowed me to keep my mind after 13 of my family members died real close to one another. There's a story, hey, God, behind my praise. Oh, hey, God. There is a story. Behind my
fill this place. Lord, let your glory, let it fill this place. Lord, we lift your name on high. You're the God of earth and sky. As we offer you this praise, Lord, let your glory, let it fill. She left her country and began to seek Jesus And when she sought him and called on him, he answered her not a word. What do you do when you've run out of options? And in a last attempt, with the last ounce of strength you have left, you call on God and he says nothing at all. And finally, when he does speak, he says, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The woman said, you're not getting off that easy. A few moments later, he said, it's not me to give the children's bread to the dog. She said, I may be a dog, but even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Finally, she put all protocol out of the way. She stopped worrying about what anybody thought or what anybody said. And she just hollered out and said, Lord, help me. Every now and then you get in trouble. And you don't have time to go through ceremonial routine. You got to open your mouth and holler, Lord, help me. I don't know whether it's legal or not legal. I don't know whether it's protocol or not protocol. I don't know whether I'm in order or out of order. But all I know is that thou art my help. We want to tell you tonight, if you need help, I dare you to call on God, for he is. I said he is.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Wipe It Good Detail Shop at 2204 Lee Street in Alexandria. The hours of operations from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. They are guaranteed to impress. That's Wipe It Good Detail Shop, 2204 Lee Street in Alexandria.
Wipe It Good Detail is a proud sponsor of this station.
Carely's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory and honor which is due your name. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I invite your presence on the line on this morning, O God. I ask that you will have your way, O God. With you, we can do all things, but without you, we can't do nothing. Father God, if I had 10,000 tongues, that still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. Father God, you have been there for us, O God. You have been faithful to us, even when we weren't faithful to you, O God. Even when we didn't even feel like praying or reading our word, God, you still had mercy on us. And God, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. God, we give you all the glory and all the honor, O God. God, I come before you, God, asking, oh God, that you would continue, oh God, to give us revelation, knowledge, but most of all, understanding of your word. And Father God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn it to Hebrews 12 and 2? And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Hebrews 12 and 2. It's a very familiar scripture. And it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Hebrews 12 and 2 instructs us to run the race of faith by looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who endured the cross for future joy and is now seated at God's right hand. You see, this verse emphasizes fixing your focus on Jesus as the ultimate example of endurance and the source of salvation. In this scripture here, Jesus is described as the author and perfecter or finisher of our faith. An author is an originator or a creator as of a theory or a plan. The Greek word translated author in Hebrews 12 and 2 can also mean captain, a chief leader, or prince. Acts 3 and 15 uses the same word. It says, and killed the prince of life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. King James Version. While the New International Version used the word author instead of prince. From this, we can see that Christ is the originator of our faith, in that he begins it, as well as the captain or prince of our faith. You see, this indicates that Jesus controls our faith. He steers it as a captain steers a ship and presides over it and cares for it as a monarch presides over and cares for his people. So the Greek translated perfecter in Hebrews 12 and 2 appears only this one time in the New Testament. And it literally means completer, finisher. And it speaks of bringing God or bringing something to its conclusion. Putting the two words together, we see that Jesus as God both creates and sustains our faith. You see, we know that saving faith is a gift from God, not something we come up with on our own. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. And that gift comes from Christ, its creator. He is also the sustainer of our faith, meaning that true saving faith cannot be lost. It cannot be taken away, or can it be given away? You see, this is a source of great comfort to us and to the believers, especially in times of doubt and spiritual struggles. Christ has created our faith, and he will watch over it, care for it, and sustain it. It is important for us to understand that God in Christ is not only the creator and sustainer of our saving faith, but he is also the sustainer of our daily walk and the finisher of our spiritual journey. Come on here, somebody. For if God in Christ is not the author of our new life, and if Christ is not the finisher and perfecter of our faith through the Holy Spirit's indwelling power, then we are neither born again, nor are we a true follower of Christ. Somebody better get this. And it's saying, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. In him, you also when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, it was sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. Philippians 1 and 6, Ephesians 1, 13 to 14. So we're going to break this verse down. It said, looking unto Jesus, I'm not going to look unto nobody else. I'm not going to look unto man. I'm not going to look unto my job. I'm not going to look unto my friends. I am saying, looking unto Jesus, this means to fix my attention solely on him, no matter what I'm going through. I'm turning away from distractions and the obstacles that are in my way that will hinder my spiritual life. I'm turning away from all of that. And I'm going to look to Jesus, my creator, the author and finisher. Jesus is the initiator. He's the creator. He's the perfecter of our faith. He begins our spiritual journey and brings it to a completion. My God. For the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured the cross by looking forward to the joy of redeeming humanity and returning to his glory with the Father. He endured the cross, despising the shame. He considered the humiliation of the cross, as insignificant compared to the purpose of his sacrifice. See, the cross was a purpose. There was a purpose behind the cross. Come on here. Now, that'll preach. The purpose behind the cross. My God. Seated at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, this signifies the completion of his work on earth and his current position of authority. People of God, I want you to listen to the Holy Spirit well. God is the author of your life. He breathed life into you. He chose you to be here. He gave you a purpose. He gave you an assignment, something to accomplish. He's not just the author. He's the finisher. That what he started, he shall complete it. And he's going to keep making you. He's going to keep molding you. He's going to keep giving you grace to come up higher until he finishes. That's why you don't have time to shrink back down. You ain't got time to look back. You ain't got time for to say, if I would have. You don't have time for distractions. Now the key is, don't give up in the middle. Come on here, somebody. You started, but there's always a middle right there. He said, don't give up in the middle. Don't get discouraged while you're being changed. Don't get discouraged while you're being tested. Remember, my God, good God Almighty, he is in control. As long as you are doing your best, you don't have to perform perfectly. You don't have to even fake it. You have a heart to do what was right, and you're going to walk upright before God. Then you can be assured when it's time to change, you will see all the forces of darkness cannot stop you when the change comes. When you get it in your mind, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. But notice that there's a requirement for this to happen. Mm-hmm. You have to look away from all that would distract you, and you have to look to Jesus. I cannot do nothing without the Father. I can't get up in the morning without the Father. I can't minister to anybody without the Father. People of God, you have to look away from all that would distract you And you have to look to Jesus, the author and finisher, protector, perfecter of your faith. You have to focus on him. Listen, focusing on your flaws would distract you from your purpose. My God. Focusing on your flaws would distract you from your purpose. Magnifying your weaknesses, embracing your weaknesses, what you don't like about yourself, will keep you from your potential. You have to look away from all of that. And you have to look to your author. Do your best and trust God to take care of the rest. Let us pray. Father, thank you that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. And he will finish what he started in our lives. Thank you that we can look away from our weaknesses and flaws that distract us from our purpose. Father God, we declare that we will be the best that you have called us to be. And we will trust you to work out your plan. For your plan for us is good. Your plan for us, we shall trust your plan, God. For an expected end, God. For we know whatever you plan for us, we shall carry it out. God, we give you glory on today. And we thank you for giving us another chance, God. And for that, we glorify you. And we give you all the honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, my time is up, but I want you to mark your calendars. June 13, 14, and 15. Trinity Baptist Church presents Declared from the Beginning Revival 2026 with guest pastor Elvira Breville. Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. The theme is Trusting the Master's Plan. Trusting the Master's Plan. Jeremiah 29 and 11. That's June 11, 12, and 13. Thursday night, yours truly. Friday night, Evangelist Patrika Watkins. Saturday night, Pastor Geneva Robeson of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Time, 6:30 p.m. sharp. Don't meet me there, but beat me there. That is June 11th, 12th, and 13th. Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Declared from the Beginning Revival. Well, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Remember, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured our God is up to something. Be blessed.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Yes. This rest that Jesus spoke of have reference to working. It's when you go out of your way to help a neighbor and you feel good about doing it. It's when you go out witnessing and doing some things that make you feel excited. When you give a dollar to somebody that you know needed it. It's when you go out of your way and send some kids to Kids Across America and you see them come back.